Ah bah non, c'est pas eux.
Okay, here's a long realize I'm not very far, he's not here. He's a chiller for his father. Also, I'm not serving pizza like he served coffee. Here, we simple arrange it afterwards, everyone. So the title was, what brocha is pizza? It wasn't what brocha's pizza, do I have to wash on pizza? Now, I don't know what he was going to say, but I tell you what I imagine he was going to say. Hopefully he'll still come and give the shiur one day, and he'll go through how he was planning to say it. But we'll say how, we'll say rather the basics, so he will have the background knowledge to know exactly what is the shiur in regard to pizza. Everyone knows that every food has its independent bracha, depending on its point of origin, where it came from. From the ground, adama, the tree, heights. Every food has its bracha. Something made from flour, flour comes from the ground, is amotzi, amotzi lechem ha'aretz. We thank Hashem for bread. If bread made from flour is amotzi, how do we come to mezonos? What's mezonos? Now, because mezonos is a direct down from amotzi, it's something which is not quite bread, but it's made the same way. Just like we understand by our eight, you have grapes, which produce wine, which make berbriag off, and there's different levels within the eights. Within the fruit. So too within flour, hamoiti and mezonos, different levels. Hamoiti is bread. Something that's not quite bread is a darga down, place of mezonos. Okay, so what's bread, which is hamoiti, and what's mezonos? Very simple. The Shulchan Aruch has three rules, three mahalchim, three klolim, which means something mezonos, what we call pasav abakistin. Pasav abakistin, the Gemara says, literally means bread, which is a kiss, is like a little bag. Why did the Gemara say that? So the first mahalach is that it's something which is filled. You've got a bread. Normally a bread is bread, you cut it in half. It's bread. Open up, bread, it's all bread. When you've got inside other things, chocolates, raisins, whatever you've got inside, then it's like a little bag. You've got a bag of dough, a hamantaschen, open up, and inside is all sorts of goodies. That's the real pasav abakistin. It's a bag. Now, obviously, you have to understand that you can't, once it's baked, fill it. If you take bread and put on it jam, fold it up, say, ooh, pasav abakistin. Why not? It's got jam in it, or chocolate spread. The answer is, the cut point is baking. Once it's baked, it will get its bracha. If it's mezonos, it remains mezonos. If it's amoiti, it remains amoiti. Usually, you can't change it very rarely. Whatever it is, you can't come. People all the time say, yeah, but afterwards I put on it cheese and jam and chocolate. All sorts of, that doesn't change anything. You can't put peanut butter on and say, hey, mezonos. The cut point is baking. Okay, so you take your dough, you put it in whatever you like, all sorts of good stuff. And now it becomes mezonos. That's one of the ways of saying baking something mezonos. Of course, this mezonos has to influence the taste. You can only take a challah, like this size, if I just have one chocolate drop. That's not going to do anything. It means the filling influences the taste of the dough so much that now for snacking, you don't snack on a challah, and you don't eat a cake, or, well, not a cake, let's do that, till we get there. You don't eat on top of a kiss then, so you put chocolate drops as a meal. You don't eat a biscuit that has chocolates or raisins inside, and put on it salmon, meat, tuna, egg, these don't go, it's not a meal. That's past what we get. It's filled. And number one. Number two is, something made with a sweet dough. That means the dough is not filled. Regular challah dough, bread dough, it's very sweet, what we call cake. Chocolate cake, there's nothing inside, you cut it, slice it any way you like, a regular chocolate cake, I don't know, a lemon cake, a marble cake, there's nothing inside, it's one big bed and one big dough, it looks like a bread or a challah, but the actual dough is flavoured. So you can't cut it and look for the treat, you won't find the treat. Rather, each bit of the dough is flavoured in itself. That's the second type of thing that's mezonos. And again, it's got to be enough flavouring that influences the taste of the dough to change it from something that tastes like bread, something that's sweet and eaten as a snack, and not something you put your tuna and salad and egg on. That's number two. Sorry?
It's sweet, made pears, it's got to be concentrated, made pears, you know, it's got to be just diluted orange juice and that.
Well, all that is the shifter story you come on to try and answer this so-called mezonos bread. Really, the Ramon says, it's very simple, the Ramon says, it's got to be shadvash v'atavli mehemeika. It's got to be the main taste is the dvash and tavli, what's there to flavour the dough. That's the main thing.
Right,
And he says, we'll get to Kotlin in a second, and the Ramal says, you may have people who think if you take a dough, pointless and fruit juice, it's mezoinous. So the Ramal says, no, don't make that mistake. It doesn't normally give examples. This is one of the very few times the Ramal says, kamoy lekach, he gives an example, like cake. Don't think this, you take bread and putting it with fruit juice, kamoy lekach. That means he already told you what it is. There isn't very much room for maneuvering here. But in case you're going to twist it, he says, let's get this straight, exactly as it is. Kamoy lekach. What's lekach? Cake. Everyone knows cake is cake. You don't need to know what cake is. And he explains earlier, shadavash v'a tablim hei lekach. That means you eat chocolate cake. He says, hey, this tastes of chocolate. Ah, it's cake. It's mezoinous. So much of the Maharam says, why is it mezoinous? Maharam says, why is it possible because it's mezoinous? It's so much chocolate. So much, I don't know, icing. Well, icing already don't bake with icing. So much flavoring. So much sweetener. Why is it mezoinous? He says, with famous klal, everyone knows, called Sheish Bei Chamish, the Mitokon, something has flour. Flour is always the Eka. But that's why he says it. Because it's a kasha. It's so sweet. This chocolate cake, I'm waitzi, mezoinous, it's shakal. It should be shakal. So that's the second thing. It's got to be so much flavored. Mamash like cake. A good agdor of cake is, you can't eat it with something else. With savory, you can't put salmon or tuna on your cake. It's cake. That's number two. What's kochen? People ask this question about Rogelach Kochen, what is that? Is that number one, number two? Really, it's number one. It's filled. That means you can get the shayla. A lot of people say, I'm making a regular dough, or even I'm making challahs. Mamish challahs. I've got spare dough. Can I fill it with chocolate, roll up, and it's kochen? The answer is, yeah. Why? Because it's filled. Ah, the dough isn't flavored. Okay, so you have one, number two, you're number one. As a married type, number one and number two, yeah. But if you only got number one, you're fine. That means you can have. Take your regular challah, you'll have a problem with challah, if you don't start splitting doughs. If you make a challah dough, proper challah dough, there's nothing sweet about this dough. And fill it, it's now filled, so it's number one is filled, number two is the dough is sweet, the dough is also filled, it's like it's filled, the actual dough is full of this sweetness that maybe has influence the taste. And number three is something that cracks very easily. Bread is soft, well, it's meant to be soft. You cut it, it's geschmack, it's soft, whereas crackers, pretzels, bizzlies, these things that crack very easily. Again, it's not something you eat as a meal. Nowadays, crackers actually come quite in. People eat matzah, Shabbos morning, people love matzah. But really, standard bread as we know it is soft. Once it's baked in a matzah, it's thin, cracky, and it can't be pressed down like cake. That's number three. Really, matzah should be mezoinous. When we get to the end, we'll discuss why matzah isn't. Really, matzah is fine. Do be mezoinous and matzah. The small cracker and the fat-free crackers, there's no difference that to a big matzah besides the size. Because you see the size does influence as well as we'll get to of that. But anything that cracks, that's where crackers. Okay, crackers as well a lot of times are flavoured, they've got different stuff on them, they've got things like bread, they've got sesame seeds or salt, these things up. If you have a plain raw cracker, like the fat-free crackers, why is it mezoinous? It's a matzah. Because it cracks. Mezoinous. So that is the three things that are mezoinous. Okay, now. Moving on from that, the pizza. What's the story with pizza? So, the first interesting thing that people make a mistake about is that a lot of bakeries in Hechsher, maybe not Hechsher, maybe bakeries, I said, sure, in Hechsher know what they're doing, but a lot of bakeries, they put milk in the dough, fruit juice in the dough. Now this, obviously, is completely unnecessary. Why? Because, we said there's two things why stuff's presented. Either the dough has been influenced, or it's filled. Now, filled doesn't need to be covered up. Filled just means there's something in the dough that changes the taste. Pizza, everyone would agree that the tomato paste and the cheese influences the taste of the dough. So you don't need to, the dough can be plain bread. The minute you flavour it with something on top, that's mullet, that's filled, it's like kochen. It's like regular rogelach. So I don't know why a lot of people talk about milk inside. And anything to do, you get the second shishu as well. But that's not what makes it mezoinous. People say, is pizza mezoinous? They ask the bakery, is this mezoinous pizza? Now, it's a good shayla, we'll hopefully discuss it. But there's nothing the baker's going to tell you which will let you know. Because if it's, you see, it's got tomatoes and then ketchup on top, it's anyway mezoinous. Yeah, forget there's no dough in the dough.
Even if the dough is baked beforehand.
Oh, the only difference is, like we said earlier, you can't change it once it's baked. So if the dough is baked, you take a lot of people take a pizza bread or regular bread. And then they put their toppings on and bake it in the oven to make pizza. That's a mozi. You can't change it once it's a mozi. Put all your like on top. Flavour it.
What's a mozi? Which part's a mozi? Say again.
So if you've got a finished product bread, You go to your freezer.
Moist bread.
And then you put the cheese on that. So if you have bakery, I don't think bakeries do this. If a bakery will sometimes put the cheese on.
Semi-baked, put it all in. Make it
pan and make it all as warm.
Usually it's all as warm. See, then you can't see the wizard at the back. Now, it's all you want them do it. And then they take the dough, they flavour it, and they put it in the oven. Now, you could do it at home yourself. You've got to be aware, if it's ready baked, again, back to the peanut butter. Peanut butter doesn't make a mazonis. It's bread forever. So if you put your cheese up, it can wait you forever. But if you take the raw dough, you make your own pizza, you go to the bakery, you do it like this, there's nothing to check. People say, is the milk in the dough? It's completely irrelevant. As long as it was baked with the cheese on, the cheese is enough to make a mazonis.
So the dough is plain dough, nothing else.
Plain
dough.
Bread dough.
Flatten it out.
Stick on it, flavourings. It's got to be, it influences the taste.
Of course, then you put it in the oven. That's mazonis.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to the complicated part soon. This is the easy part. But really, anything that's more or less filled, again, filled doesn't mean inside. It means on top.
As well.
Top
as long as baked.
It's baked with it. Something, yeah.
Look, the breakfast pizza, yeah? The cheese is still on it, it's not been baked yet, only the base
is baked. The truth is, that base is interesting. That base is half baked. And actually, they're around the Brazilians, and they do put fruit juice in.
That's right.
And it could be that's why. He's right, yeah. Okay, when I said, when I mean the regular pizza shop, when you buy a pizza, like he's right, when you buy a pizza, you get a lot, they sell them in a lot of shops in the freezer.
Frozen
pizza. That, I think, is baked somewhat. It's not raw dough, you can't take it and roll up to a challah.
Yeah.
It is
baked with other cheese.
Yeah, and the cheese is born afterwards. And the tomato paste as well is not baked. So then he's right. That, you've got to make sure it's nilush, it's got something in the dough. But standard pizza in the shop, that wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, that's a good point. That's why it's very complicated. You have to watch out. Come home, one of your kids is making pizza, making mazonis. You gotta know. Number one, what's with the dough? A lot of times they're taking a pizza bread, a challah, a bit of bread, something out of the freezer, sticking on stuff. That's no good. You'll always be careful.
So we're just putting the dough to make the mazonis. How much juice and how much jam?
Well, that's the whole mazonis bread, Shaila. The remote
says,
like cake. Means you eat chocolate cake blindfolded, and I'm not talking about chocolate. If you eat mazonis bread and it doesn't taste the fruit juice, kundurabot, it's a moitzi, or not kundurabot, whatever. But let's call it the ramas, so that we won't offend anyone. Okay, so that's why that's part of the mazonis bread myth. Back to pizza though, so now we've established there's something baked with filling, with something on top. Filling. Filling's a bad word, it sounds like it's filled. It's baked with something on top, inside, whatever it is, underneath. It influences the taste of the bread, mazonis. Okay. That should really be the end, and everyone's happy, mazonis will be a piece of mazonis. The problem is the fun begins later. All this is Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samches Siv Zayin. 10 is even later in Yud-Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says something very, very strange. And there's three ways to understand it, and depending on its machlekes, we'll see what pizza is. The Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin says Pashtida. Pashtida is like some sort of pie they made in dough. They took dough, they put in it, meat or other stuff. They rolled it up like a bereka, something like that. It was made with either made with dough, and I think the Shmuel learns they have meat. It could be cheese as well, depending on what they did. Pashtida is one of these pies, one of these pastry and filling, whatever they call it. Okay, pashtida. Now, Shulchan Aruch says pashtida, this pashtida is hamoitzi. And everyone asks, it ties them all wrong. Everyone asks, why is it hamoitzi? You've got dough, you've got it filled. It was completely wrapped. It's filled. This thing was like supper, you know, meat, potatoes. Full of good kishmaka, a giant bereka, let's call it. Why is that moitzi? And there's three mahalchim here. And again, as we said, depending on these three mahalchim, you all decide what you want to make on the pizza. The first mahalchim, let's start with the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, yeah, tell me why it's. Why is that moitzi? Very interesting. He says, because the whole head to buy something is bezoinas, but it's a snack. What's a snack? But it's sweet. This is savory. It's meat, it's cheese. Potatoes, it's savory. Savory is supper. Supper is a moitzi. It's a meal. Yeah. Mahram says once it's something savory, you're out. Sweet is mazonis. Savory is a moitzi. Irrelevant whatever you do.
Even I'm making to the shop something one slice.
Anything. Hold to Mahram. Much better than that. If you buy a take a bereka, what's inside potatoes? That's savory. Call Mahram. It's a moitzi. So you can see vinegar oil once is not like Mahram because people do make mazonis on berekas. So we don't go with the Mogen Avraham. But someone wants to be Machmash, should know before we even start. Mogen Avraham, very often that's the last word. Now here, we don't go with Mogen Avraham. You can get, people make mini pizzas, many, many things people do which are savory. Still potato filled with meat. All these things, according to Mogen Avraham, all I want to do, nothing to give.
Right, flaky pastry, no?
Oh, fliege pastry is another shayla. But pashas, it's not about in a fliege pastry, because fliege pastry has to be, number one, has to be the real case of bliraka, like a wafer, which is made from a liquid. And number two, at the bottom of the bereka is usually packed better, and it's not flaky, which would make the whole thing. That's a separate shayla, berekas. Pashas, it does not work, even though could be those that say it does. The pashas, if you don't sign bereka, very good. So, according to the fact that we have bereka and mezuinus, will tell us, will indicate, it will not be in the Mongol Rav. That's the Mongol Rav. The Taz, another chat. The Taz says, why is it Amotzi? Because he says, really, that is mezuinus, it's filled. This pizza is filled, and it should be mezuinus. Why is it Amotzi? Because pashlida is a huge amount. We know if you have mezuinus, you eat a sheer kviya soto, eat till you're full. It's Amotzi. Says the Taz, pashlida, and you'll snack on it, you come home, you're starving hungry, you take a pashlida. That's not a cake. Therefore, pashlida automatically means it's the same thing as saying, you eat a sheer kviya soto, eat until you're full. So according to the Taz, really pizza would be mezuinus if you eat a small amount. But the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says pashtida is a moitzi is because generally speaking, pashtida is something you get full of. Which means...
if you just have a little bit of it, you'd make a moitzi.
No, the Taz would agree there. He says, then you would second mezuinus. But pashtida means, pashtida is another way of saying you're full. That's what that's literally. If you're not full, for sure you're mezuinus. Which is very interesting because the way the Shulchan Aruch, and we have the news again, which is the Taz Mogna Vrom on the page, pizza, the Baila, Mogna Vrom says on Moitzi, but you say we don't go to Mogna Vrom, or I have Barakas, and other times, Mishmur also doesn't go to Mogna Vrom. He says when the Shulchan Aruch is about filled, about Mule, he says anything, it could be sweet, could be Gavina, could be Bossa, cheese, could be meat. So Mishmur also does not go with this Mogna Vrom. So if the Mogna Vrom is out, he left for the Taz. The Taz will tell you, don't get full, don't get full of the Mazonas. So far, we're doing pretty okay. You're like, Mach Mogna Vrom. Great, you can make a moitzi and eat a full amount, and you've got no shayla. You don't want to be machmir, you want to go the minute oil, but Mishmur says to take a treat savory like mezuinus. Fine, pizza's still mezuinus. And the Taz, I won't get full. He's a pashtida, the guy ate like Melech HaBosha. I won't do that. I'll have a small amount, you're sorted. Now, if we end here, that would be great as well. The problem is Mishmur comes along. Mishmur does something very uncharacteristic of Mishmur. Normally, Mishmur takes the nice kid on the page, the Taz on the wrong. The Prima Gog, we discuss and goes with that. With this moment, Mishmur goes completely left field. He ignores all that. And he goes and he finds other Achronim, which we never usually bring. He brings it there, Achachayim, he brings Achronim, who you don't normally hear about. And Mishmur completely lives Shulchan Aruch different to the Taz and the Mogna Vrom. And Mishmur says, why here is this Pashtida Amotzi? He says, because the whole Yesoid, we know, Pasuk Bakisna, something which you make Mezuinus on. What do we say? Mezuinus is snacking. You come home, you're hungry, you walk along the road, you're hungry, you snack, you buy something small. It's just a top up to keep you going to the next meal. But that's not your meal, once it's a meal. So Amoitzi, Mezuinus is snacking. Says the Shavura, why is Pashtida Amoitzi? Because Pashtida is so big. No one has Pashtida as a snack. You wouldn't go, it's like taking, a kugel as a snack. No one thinks kugel as a snack. Kugel thing, you sit down with a knife, and you eat like a bench, a piece of chicken. You don't take a polka and snack on it, it's like you see it as a meal. Says the Mishra, Pashtida, he says, Tsurose Muchachalov. The shape dictates, it defines, it signals to you that this is a meal. Seeing as this is a meal, even as well as the loin, it's filled, it's sweet, it cracks, whatever you want. But if this is a meal, the shape, you know, comes and says, hey, let's snack on that. It's not a snack, this is a meal. That makes sense. That's Mishmur's Psek. Now, if you go to Mishmur's Psek, it comes the question, what is pizza? A burger you get in a roll, even the roll that all the clowns in the world, obviously no one snacks on that. I would assume. I remember Mr. Kaplan in the Maze always say he's opened his kid's snack box every day for 20 years. He's never seen a burger, he's never seen a pizza in the snack box. He's biscuits, he's crackers, that's a snack. You don't get a burger as a snack. So pizza as well, the chayra, it's not, you would assume, it's not really a snack. So Rabbi Bogle writes in his book that in America the truth was a snack. But recently he published a sign at BMG, which he wrote that now, actually I saw somewhere else as well, statistically they saw in the Ministry of Health in America that 93% of people eat pizza as a meal. So he says, even in America, it's not going to be mezuinus anymore. You eat as a meal, they sit down, pizza is like a meal. Now, England, you can probably say it's kal v'chomer. If in America, they eat as a meal, say kal v'chomer here. Again, if you could establish the pizza's eaten as a snack, Ulamashah, people make tiny little pizzas, little small ones, they make pin rolls, little small things. And it's baked with cheese, sometimes they put them out of simchas in the oo, but maybe like malkas, see small ones, they're not so shayla. A small one, you can't say that's a meal. No one says 7-11, well, some people do. But most people do 7-11, it's small. But a slice of pizza, I'm not going to say what you meant to do, I'm just going to leave you with this. It boils down to Mishpura, is it something that looks like a meal or looks like a snack? If it looks like a meal, it's treated as a meal, I'm waiting. It's treated as a snack, you go along the road, I'm like Rogelach, you eat it along the road in your car, it's biscuits, then it'll be mazonis, what you do, you decide.
What did
Rabbi
Fowler say?
You have to ask his children.